Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
When he says 3 to 4 years, that's just not, if this thing takes 3 to 4 years, which includes, if we just start it this year, then quite frankly, the Browns organization has been a catastrophic failure.
Yeah, and well, I mean, at that point, I'm not going to say Andrew Berry would have lied to us, but Andrew Berry's whole big push this entire time is this doesn't take forever. His words, not mine, well, about the five-year plan not being a thing they have to really adhere to. So I just don't think they're approaching it that way.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Like, again, I can't definitively say it won't take 3 to 4 years because they haven't drafted well enough or developed well enough for me to say, oh, that's an insulting thing.
Well, should we talk timelines for a second, too, and what 3 to 4 years means? Does 3 to 4 years means that you're competitive? Does it mean it's a deep postseason team? What does 3 to 4 years actually mean?
I think he's saying 3 to 4 years till competitive, and that's not how the NFL works.
Because if you want to make a case 3 to 4 years until you're like a deep postseason team, still, but even if you hit on the quarterback, none of that matters. You can do this so much quicker than you have to.
Teams that get mired in the muck of the NFL, where the Browns have been, it is a choice. And usually that choice is derived from choices like running through head coaches over a short amount of time, running through philosophies. As a matter of fact, I think the Browns, the unspoken thing we have not talked nearly enough about is the impact of having to go from Sashi Brown to John Dorsey to back to an analytics focus with Andrew Berry in 4 years. Like, those were three different philosophies, even if Andrew was part of the first one. Like, that's every time you're churning the roster in a way that starts to hurt your ability to contend long term. That plus bad drafting by this iteration of the Browns has gotten you where you are.
Well, I mean, Schwab just wanted to point to Deshaun. And I told you before we did the interview, I think Frank Schwab, when it comes to his preseason previews, it's the best thing in the NFL. Like, he's very, very good at his job. But it sounded like he had a thing against Deshaun and wanted to almost punish the Browns as if they need to be in jail of sorts for so many years.
5 to 10 years?
He said 5 to 10 years, which is just not, it's just not anything you have to live by.
And again, if it does,
Deshaun didn't help. I'm not saying it did. It hurts you in a massive way, but it's not 5 to 10 years.
You can't say, like, listen, if let's say 7 years from now, the Browns have just never gotten back to consistent. Let's just say they're consistently mired where they were when Haslam first bought the team. 3-14, 4-13, 5-12, right? We will look at Deshaun as the turning point, in the turning point for the backslide of what this thing has become. But it's going to be so much deeper than just, well, you traded for Deshaun.
No, more likely than not, it'll be you set it all up for the 2026 quarterback class, and then you whiffed there.
This should be this is pretty cut and dry. This year is the poison pill. This is the year where winning is not the main objective. None of us love that, by the way. None of us has to love this. It stinks. It sucks to be a fan where you go into a season and you know, yeah, 3-14 might be one of the more likely outcomes, and six or seven wins would be doubling your win total from last year. It also might take you out of the quarterback race this next year. Those things, saying them out loud, are not pleasurable things to say, but we do have to be realistic about where they are, but we can't be doing the same thing a year from now. Like, once you get the quarterback, it's going to be like, okay, let's say you won 3 games this year. All right, we're going to need 6 or 7 next year. And then the year after that is when we're expecting to be in the periphery of the playoffs. And a year after that is when you're in contention for the playoffs every year after.
And that's a generous New England Drake May type timeline, too. You know what I mean? That's not Jaden Daniels. Yep. That is not, we need instant success or else we're going to be mad about it. And what are we doing here? That is a generous timeline.
Now, Fedor is actually going to be joining us at 4:20 today. Just got the update from Jake Murren. We will talk about the Darius Garland update, though, coming up to start the 4 o'clock hour. But the rain delay is back on, and now it's a 2-2 game.
John Kenzie is slipping and sliding out there.
I mean, you put a big man out in the field, and
he turned it into a super slide.
It's just
out
not
there.
Even fair. Like that's gonna be everybody's. Like everybody's gonna use that to justify bleeping all over my dude, Junkie Donk, John Kenzie Noel, Big Christmas.
A 450-foot home run isn't good enough.
Yeah. You're right. He almost hit it to the scoreboard, but let's send him to AAA. I'm upset. I'm incensed now.
I know.
However,
it did look AAA though.
I mean,
it was
not great.
It looked 12-year-old. That's not even.
It just rained. It was slick.
I know.
He's a big man.
Your guy, Will Wilson, he fell. And then the next play, John Kenzie fell.
Us big folks are not built to be out there playing the field in post-rain conditions.
It was funny, too, because he fell. And then he gave a look to who's playing center field today? I honestly don't even know.
Isn't it Schneeman?
Is it Schneeman? He gave a look to Schneeman, like, that's your ball now.
Yeah.
you're gonna go get that.
Well, that was just before the rain delay, they almost collided in center field as well, right center field. So, while we're on the topic of the Browns' plan, there's a lot of that sounded punitive. If it takes 3 to 4 years, it's because the Browns failed really bad over the next year or two, and then that caused them to be replaced, them being Barry and Stefanski. But on the topic of Shedeur Sanders, the Kelce brothers, at least one of them, like Shedeur in Cleveland, this on the New Heights podcast.
God, I love this for Cleveland. I really do, man. The Browns fan deep down in my heart is just like, yeah.
A lot of anonymous reports prior to the draft that his team interviews went poorly.
I think whoever's the f***ing anonymous person that's saying this should come out and say who they were and what.
Say it with your chest.
Like, what's that about? I'm not sure why he dropped, whether it was the interviews or whether it was stuff that they saw on film. What I saw on film, I thought he was.
Stop it right there. What was he going to say it with your chest?
Ah.
Is that him mocking you, mocking Ken? Or is it him mocking Ken?
I don't know. I mean, I would assume it's him mocking Ken.
Mac, what's your read on this? Because he did say it exactly how
100 Cleveland men.
He did say it exactly
if he says
how.
That, if he says that, then we know he's mocking Ken.
He did say it exactly how.
How you
I
say
mock
it? He
Ken.
Says it how you say it.
So it'd be weird to mock somebody mocking somebody, but you can't put it past anyone.
It makes way more sense to me that Jason Kelce heard you
he
mocking him
up on the bit?
In the previous week or so, and that's what he was doing there.
So wait, is he like, picking when, up on the bit, or is he mocking me?
I think he's picking up on the bit.
Okay.
Because like when Ken says it, Ken does it. The way Ken does it, and he says it way different than when you do it, and you're mocking him, and then that was exactly how you do it.
Okay. All right. So thanks, Trav and Jason, for listening
Kelce's
to us.
Kelce's clearly listening and paying attention here. What other way would he have gotten that?
That's true.
It's a common term, but not doing it the way that you do it.
That is fair. Because I was going to say it's kind of like.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
give them their flowers. Like, that's a very common thing.
You put like a, and I don't want to do this because you're marble mouth of, you know, Crawford County, whatever, but you do it, you say it like you have marbles in your mouth when you do it.
Say it with a chest.
And it's also kind of got a little bit of
Batman.
Batman meets maybe the eldest in Succession as well. Like, it's got, like, it's a nice combo to it. And that's exactly what Jason Kelsey sounded like.
Can we extrapolate? There's a big ask for Mac because I realize we're asking him to do this on the fly. Can we extrapolate just the say it with your chest? Because the only way I'd be really convinced if he had said say it with your chest, say it with conviction.
Well, that would have been a little...
It would be two on the nose?
It might already be two on the nose.
Because usually it's a call and response with me and you where I go, say it with your chest, and then you go, say it with
your
chest.
You've been doing it for like a week and a half, 2 weeks now.
It's like, already caught on.
It's in people's brains. We've never heard either Kelsey do that at all. I'm convinced.
Or okay, now this is fairly likely.
And shout out Jason Kelsey. Appreciate you.
Did Ken Steele say it with your chest from them? And then it's just happenstance. Does he say it like that? And then me mocking
Ken. There's a thought I hadn't considered.
Yeah.
Because.
Let's hear it one more time, though.
What? Say it with your chest.
Like what?
He kind of says it like Mario, though.
Less marbles in his mouth.
Yeah.
What? Say it with your chest.
Like what?
But same anger. Same anger
say
there.
Say it with your chest.
Because real men say it with their chest. That's
if he's
what
been doing this bit for like 3 months and that's where Ken got it from, that won't surprise me, but it'll be a development.
Right. I need 100 Cleveland men.
216-474-0092. I tend to go the most likely answer is the right answer. Like, it's more likely that Ken is taking this from Jason Kelsey. And then I just happen to be mocking Ken, taking it from Jason Kelsey
in
a way that sounds like Jason Kelsey saying it.
In turn, every time you mock Ken now, you are mocking Jason Kelsey, which we don't want to do.
That's fine. He can get astray.
What? Okay. Say it with your chest.
Like, what?
Listen, there's going to be collateral damage in every beef. If that's Jason Kelsey, I'll say it with my chest.
I haven't heard the Kelsey brothers
with
do
your
it.
Chest.
Like, what is...
I haven't heard them do it. I think they're picking up on you saying it for the previous couple weeks, and that's what we're going with.
They're getting number one ratings, just saying. Mm-hmm. Two of those guys were the Kelsey brothers. So as we say it with our chest, how do I feel about that?
Say it with conviction. That they like Shador?
You said it much more like, mine's much more angrier. Yours was like almost dismissive of like, say it with conviction.
I didn't want to ham it up right now. I wanted to get to the actual.
Oh, you didn't want to ham it up?
I didn't want to ham it up.
The guy who lost his voice with the laugh, you didn't want it?
Well, that's the problem. I got this little cough right now. I mean, I don't know how it would go out. Nothing's worse than trying to start a bit or do something and while also playing with a little bit of a cough and it just not going the way that you want it to go. For $1 million, I don't think I could do that laugh right now.
Perhaps you should say it with your chest.
Not for $1 million. Am I happy that they're behind Shador? I am. I do think everything we laid out, though, is I think we have to have the proper context attached to Shador. So we expect him to go ahead and do everything and be everything while also understanding that this team isn't putting out a very competitive football team to begin with. Like, if this was your rookie quarterback in 2026 and this was the roster you put out with him, no one would have high, lofty expectations, yet we put that on Shador?
I think the really tough thing is what Frank Schwab said is right, which is that quite honestly, we should be grading Shador as a fifth round pick. Anything you get out of him this year is going to be like cherry on top.
Also,
the problem is we're not going to do that.
Grading him and also grading him on the curve that is, it's a fifth round pick on a bad football team. It's not a fifth-round pick going to the 49ers, or in Brock Purdy's case, a seventh-round pick, and saying, here's a real chance. This doesn't feel like he's got that great of a chance for success to begin with.
I mean,
like, it would be a true turning over a franchise, lifting everyone up moment if he was able to actually do something and accomplish something this season.
Okay, but maybe we should expand that. Like, if Shador, over the course of the summer, takes the job, and then this is a 7-10 team, where at the end of the season, you know he's the starter going forward, like... is that turning over the franchise, kind of like you're saying?
I think this team winning 7 games gives you a lot of hope that if you put the right pieces around him, you can win way more than 7 games, especially if he does it in his rookie season. But like, what was the one thing I kept telling you throughout the entire draft process that you agreed to? Was the idea that Shador needs to find himself in a good spot, in a good place with good weapons around him. He doesn't really have that here.
Here's the thing. I think you and I are trying to think very logically about Shador. Logic goes out the window with this kid. And I don't mean with him personally. I mean with how people talk about him. We joked about the Russian bot farmers who were like dive bombing the mentions on him talking to a local high school 4 days after being drafted by the Browns. That's going to be the case with everything. Like, the one reason why none of us should want Shador to start is, unless it's absolutely incredible or absolutely awful, any in between, we are going to be in a sea of ass clowns, either clowning this kid or standing for this kid. Like, that's the only downside I can see. This season is going to be tedious with a lack of winning anyways, the potential lack of winning. You add the noise around Shador, if he's a fifth rounder that plays like a fifth rounder, or if he's a fifth rounder that plays like a first rounder, anything in between there is going to be incredibly tedious. I'm not holding that against a kid. I'm just saying, like,
sure,
that people are going to do one of the extremes.
And I just wish people had the recognition. You could put out a really good quarterbacks, like solidified good quarterbacks on this roster, and the way it's set up right now, they're not winning many games.
But I don't think that's the bar. I don't think the bar for whatever rookie or even Kenny Pickett takes this job. I think it's just about winning. I think it's about taking that hope and excitement that you felt when they drafted Shador, and then taking that into like justifiable hope by
okay,
their play.
Kind of like what he did in year one at Colorado then, where they didn't win many games. They won three. It's not like they won a ton, but after they won those games and the way that he played, there was enough hope instilled that the next year he'd be able to win something like nine like he did.
Yeah, you definitely have to win more than three or four games, though. You got to win closer to six or seven games.
Wins or losses.
Well, no. Can I say that's to a degree?
I mean, you got Drake May. We brought him up how many times now? Drake May didn't win many games last year, but
the number three pick in last year's draft,
and the hope was instilled though. But he did it with a really bad roster. Was the point? That's why he got so much credit for not winning a lot of games. He did it with a really bad roster. But I think the idea that this roster is set up for Shador in any sort of way to look his very best. I mean, come on, guys. Let's be honest about it.
216-474-0092. Captain Bobby Bull saying, "Say it with your chest" is not a Ken original. This is directly taken from a Kevin Hart bit. Wow.
Kevin Hart?
Oof. That's who we're stealing bits from?
Kevin Hart?
I mean, I need 100 Cleveland men.
We're taking it from the Trailer Park Boys or from Letterkenny. I got that. But Kevin Hart?
Another Oompa Loompa?
Say it with your chest. Maybe Ken likes Oompa Loompas. Mm. Dylan Gabriel, does he like Dylan Gabriel?
We got to investigate.
216.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
474. That's the fifth time you've played that in this segment, Mac. 216-474-0092.
Mac just shakes his head in the funniest way. He was so defeated by that.
I didn't mean to defeat you. Sorry about that, Wheezy. Early signs of a compromise between Shador and the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.